Bartlesville High head football coach Lee Blankenship with us since we're doing another update on Bruin football as we continue on throughout the offseason. Before we kind of talk about the camp you guys had last week, Coach, exactly how many weeks, days are we away from actually ramping this thing up? What's the actual date? I know the area, but what is the real date?
Man, what a great opening question to ask. And to me, the real date is today, and then tomorrow morning. Man, I'm still living one day at a time. No, we are we're pretty close to getting started. The first week of August, we have all kinds of activities. We have what we call our 64 day, which is the time that our high school kids come and they run 64 sprints. It's broken up into four quarters. We have the lights on. They get three timeouts, so it's a really tough conditioning test for them. We kind of make it like, you know, a game, you know, type of a setting. When the kids finish that, then they officially can make our varsity football team. So then we have our football mom 101 class, media day the following day, and then I think that's Sunday, and I cannot remember the exact date.
It's the 5th, perhaps.
Yep, I believe it's the 5th. Mm-hmm. The first Sunday there in August. Yep, Sunday the 5th. I guess technically it's Monday the 6th at 12:01 a.m. is our big Bruin Brawl, the midnight practice.
Awesome.
And so that we're excited about that.
Talking with Bartlesville head football coach Lee Blankenship here, and I got a chance to come out and see you guys practicing a little bit during team camp last week. I know you and I were talking right before we started this interview. It looked like there was a lot of guys out there. Similar type of stuff to the spring, you know, kept everyone moving, constant motion, all that good stuff that I know you and I had talked about throughout spring practice. But what were your overall impressions of everyone last week?
You know, we're getting better. That's the biggest impression is, you know, for me. And the biggest thing I want to see as the head coach, just see our kids improving. We're really, our coaching staff is really starting to figure out, you know, just the puzzle of where the pieces go and where to get those kids, you know, lined up and starting to feel really good about getting the kids in the right positions and then progressing through that. So,
and you and I had talked about, I think even before spring started, you had mentioned that camp as an opportunity. You know, you started out slow because first year head coach, new staff, new everything for everybody. There's a lot of new kids out and whatnot. And you kind of pointed to last week as a time where maybe you could catch that up just a little bit. Do you feel like you're progressing in a way that maybe you'd thought beforehand that you feel okay about?
Yes. No doubt about it. Feel really good about where we are as far as install wise. You know, the 7-on-7s in June really helped us as well. Just, you know, progress and get our pass game in. We spent a ton of time at our team camp just working on our run game, some of our screen game. So we have a lot now. We're kind of at the point where we have quite a bit installed. We're ready to go play. And that first scrimmage, we're ready to go play week one. And now when we get to fall camp, it's going to be that time really spent trying to fine-tune everything and make sure we're paying attention to those little details.
Well, let's talk some specifics. Since you mentioned the run game, obviously we've spent a lot of time talking about DeAndre Young and Lakin Cloutis. How do you feel about those two fellows? I know that they were kind of stars in the spring. Obviously, two of your better returners skill-wise coming back next year. How did you think they looked last week?
Absolutely. Still really, really excited about both of those young men. I really expect for those two to be one of the best 1-2 punches in our district, with both of those guys being really dangerous. They're similar style runners. Another young man that we actually changed his position that looked really good running the football was a young man named Evan Smith. Evan didn't play last year, but really looked good with the football in his hand. Zane Ramsey's another young man that we can expect to see some carry. So I really like the depth in our backfield right now.
And again, then offensive line, I know you and I had talked about that after spring, and you were kind of trying to shore up a couple other spots. How do you feel like you're coming there?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, it's kind of exactly what we thought. We're starting to build some depth. Cody Kiesling is going to be just absolute stud up front for us. Devin Fellows returns as a starter from last year's team and is doing a really good job up front. I tell you what, the biggest surprise, and I think where A lot of our conversations have gone in the office. The excitement among our coaching staff is in three sophomores that have really stepped up and are all three battling for playing time. Jack Blevins, Colton Green are kind of interior guys. That both of them have been snapping the football at center. They're also maybe guard candidates. And then Curtis Fodor on the outside. From what I understand, his brother was a pretty good player back a couple of years ago. And, you know, those three young men they're young. But man, they're really talented. They've got a chance to be on the field this year. They're for sure going to give us a lot of depth. And man, we're excited about their future as we, you know, all three are just sophomores as they continue to grow and develop.
Talking with Bartlesville head football coach Lee Blankenship. Bruins just wrapped up their summer camp last week, and of course they're eyeing the start of fall camp now, which, as he mentioned, will be that kind of first weekend or first Monday of August here, and really just a matter of a couple of weeks. Since we started out with offense, I guess we can stay there. I had a chance to come out to 7-on-7 a couple of times. Obviously, Noah Sunday was spending most of the time at quarterback, and it looks like aside from him, you've got Ben Winters kind of battling there, and you've got a kind of plethora of new faces at wide receiver who are doing quite well.
Yeah, absolutely. So Noah and Ben, man, that battle is going to continue all the way into fall camp. Both of those guys are doing a great job, and honestly, we're at the point right now that we feel we would feel really comfortable with either one of those running out there to take snaps, you know, week one, and there's a chance that you could see both of those guys running out there to take snaps week one. Receiving core, yeah, there are a ton of new faces and athletic legs to go with those faces. Gerald Gray has done a great job. A young man that had a great, and I mean a great camp, is Jalen Oliver. Jalen, you know, obviously is a standout on the basketball court and decided to come out for the football team this year, and he is really turning it on here as the summer is going, and expect him to, you know, if he continues that progress, to be an impact player for us this year. Gerald Gray, Shane Simpson, Tom Beard looks really good at the slot. So yeah, I'm excited about our receiving core. I think our athleticism, you know, talent wise with our skill players, we're as good as just about anybody will play.
And the defensive side of the football, I beg your pardon. I know that you've got a couple returning linebackers. You got a couple returning defensive back guys. So you'll have to mix in some new names, I'm sure. Obviously, they lost a couple big-time linebackers too. But then there's going to be a few familiar faces back there too.
Sure. You know, a young man that I'm extremely excited about is Tayton Hopkins at safety. He was in that quarterback battle, and he's still a guy that we could put in there and feel really confident in playing quarterback. But he is really just separated himself in the secondary. Very, very intelligent kid. Has a big time motor. Plays with a ton of effort. Really aggressive. He's the guy that's going to be getting us lined up back there in the secondary, and expect him to have a big year. Cody Winters looks really good. You know, we've got several, a lot of those skill players from the offensive side that I just mentioned. We'll have a big rotation at both of the corner positions. Braden Winters is a sophomore that you can expect to get a ton of playing time. He's going to be on the field a lot at inside linebacker. He's looked really good this year. Young man, I believe he moved maybe midway through the school year or through the football season last year from McAllister. Great kid, and man, he's looking really good inside. Lucas Hammock is a returning inside linebacker. You can expect DeAndre Young to get some time there in big situations at that inside backer position too. Up front, defensive line, we're excited. We've got a lot of depth and should have several guys that we could roll through there.
Bartlesville head football coach Lee Blankenship, and once again, a football practice actually approaching. Once we get into kind of regular stuff, I guess, if you will, because everything we've done up until this point has just kind of been setting up for that first Sunday night, as you mentioned, what will things look like those first few weeks of August for you?
Busy. No, we have a couple of you know, 2-a-day practices. I love the idea. I've never done a midnight practice. When I got hired here, one of the main things that I wanted to do was look and find the good traditions, things that have worked here in the past. And so I reached out to a lot of people and just wanted to know those things. And one of the main responses I got was about the Bruin Brawl, the midnight mm-hmm. practice. So I'm excited about that. That's actually a great idea. It's going to allow us to still it's kind of a new age 2-a-day, if you will. We'll
sure.
practice at, you know, midnight, which most of those boys are up, you know, in the summer, and they're used to that schedule anyways, and then we'll turn around. So it'll be 12:01 Monday morning, and then we'll turn around at 6 p.m. and practice again. And cool. Let's just steal an extra practice. So going to be a busy month. We've got a lot going in August, and just in the preparation, a couple of 2-a-day practices, nothing real serious as you know, there's so many regulations that the state puts on us, you know, these days to about contact and 2-a-days. But we will have a couple of those, and get rolling. Our first day of school is also our first scrimmage. We play. We'll go to Broken Arrow and scrimmage. You know, for the first time on day one of school as well. So it's going to be a busy first few weeks.
Yeah, and I would assume those first couple of weeks kind of important for you all, because that's the last time you get their complete undivided attention. They're not quite students just yet, so you can kind of have them maybe focus on football for a couple of weeks before they get into the academic stuff, as you mentioned.
No doubt, it'll be really important for you know, for the remainder of the install that we have, and then, like we said earlier, just fine tuning, making sure we're paying attention to the little details. It's one thing to know a lot of plays, and it's another thing to go and execute them, you know, perfectly.
Coach Blankenship, we appreciate it. Thanks so much, sir.
Thank you, sir.